Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day that the Lord has given unto us. Why don't we lift up our voice and just give him praise, give him all the glory, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, our loving Father, our kind Father, our generous Father. Why don't we celebrate the King of all praise? Father, we thank you, King of all glory. We appreciate you for your love. We appreciate you for your kindness. We appreciate you for every good thing you have done for us. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you on the 12th day for this prayer and fasting, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for sustaining us, King of all praise and honor. Why don't you celebrate the King of all kings? Why don't you celebrate the Lord of all lords? Why don't you celebrate him? Why don't you celebrate him? Papaya to seperege to soko pekereba. Zento zoko to lebradiada. Celebrate the King of all kings. Celebrate the King of all kings. Celebrate the Lord of all lords. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Father, I thank you this night. Father, celebrate you this night. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for every good thing. Thank you for the perfect gift of life, oh Jesus. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I celebrate you. Naso to soko to zoko de. Nekarabaya to son to de mariatus. Eleko to soko ba. Celebrate him, celebrate him. Celebrate the King of all kings. Celebrate the Lord of all lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you deserve all the praise and honor. You deserve all the glory. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your sustenance. Thank you for every good thing you have done for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Why don't you glorify his name? He has been a good day for us. He has sustained all of us. Why don't you celebrate him? Why don't you celebrate him? Why don't you celebrate him? Why don't you give him all the glory and honor? Celebrate the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the I am as I am, the changing faith God, the kind God, the ever-giving God, the consistent God. Why don't you celebrate him? Why don't you celebrate him? Father, I celebrate you today. I give you all the praise and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you right now. Lord, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. How was your day? I believe the Lord has kept you, sustained you. He has preserved you by the grace of God. And I believe by God's grace, everything is working for your good in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, this week we have been looking at a week of healing, believing God for restoration, for health, for everyone who's believing God for a touch in the body, in the spirit. And we came and discovered that there are four categories of sickness and diseases. They're what you call sickness and disease because of deficiency. Number two, the infectious diseases. Number three, the hereditary diseases. And lastly, we have what we call psychological diseases. And God has a solution for all that. And yesterday, by the grace of God, we saw what we need to do to be healed. How do we get our healing? But today, by the grace of God, we'll be looking at how do I get effectively healed? How do I get effectively healed? Because there are many prayers we will make for God to heal us. But you see, you need the effective way to stay healed by the grace of God. That's what the Bible says, the effective effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth tremendous power, make it tremendous power available. So I believe there are ways to make things effective. So we need to understand we were given power and authority over sickness and diseases. We need to understand that we were given power and authority over sickness and diseases. If you open the Bible to the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19, the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19, by the grace of God, you can open there and see. We are given authority and power over all manner of sickness and diseases. Amen. Luke 10, 19. He says, behold, I've given you what? Power to tread upon what? All serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm you. Amen. And verse 18 says, and they said unto him, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. Amen. These disciples came with a good report that the power they received from Christ Jesus, they're able to trample over anything that was poisonous, anything that was infectious, Amen. So God has given you power to trample over everything that is not of God. So sickness and disease is among all those things that God has given us power over. So we have power over sickness and diseases. We have power over sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So we were commissioned not to be hurt by anything. As I've seen in the book of Luke, we were commissioned not to be hurt by anything at all. We were commissioned not to be hurt. It says, and they shall not harm you. So anything is a disease that does not give you peace is not of God. You need to understand that. That ailment in your body, that pain in your body is not of God. But God has given you dominion over every sickness and disease. So look at yourself. What is it paining you? Now command it in the name of Jesus. I take my own healing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we are commissioned not to be hurt. That's what the Bible says. By anything. So until we access boldness to command our own health, we can't obtain the reward of it. So boldness has rewards. Amen. You see, one is the hardest thing in life if you have not checked properly. We know the scriptures, but it's so hard for us to declare the scriptures. And that's the hardest assignment most of us we've had as Christians. Whenever we have a problem, maybe with our health, the first thing we fail to do is to address it based on boldness. We wonder if I say it next to my neighbor, what will they think about me? We wonder if you say it next to people, what will they think about me? Instead of like saying I've gone to hospital is the normal norm. Or I am taking medication, the normal norm. No one is saying I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I can't suffer pain. You understand what I'm talking about? People will tend to preserve that one. Now, for you to say you are healed in the name of Jesus, you need that kind of boldness in your life. You need to be bold that first, I need to subscribe to health from God as much as I consult with the medical sector, which is wisdom at the end of the day. But you need first of all to subscribe to your own health by declaring based on boldness. And boldness has its own reward. We need to understand that. That's why I say you need to declare that and be justified. You can't declare with that timidity in your spirit. God has not given us the spirit of timidity. You understand what I'm talking about? Of soundness. Someone who's a sound mind, they will declare something with confidence. So one way to stay healthy, you must know to declare your own position based on boldness. You should be able to be bold to declare, calling things that be not as though they are. Hallelujah. Which it takes grace. It takes grace. It takes grace to do that. Amen. So, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Look at the Bible, the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. By the grace of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. The Bible says clearly, that let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of God, that we may obtain mercy and find grace of help in time of need. So one of the characteristics and the benefits of being bold in prayer, bold concerning your health, you enjoy mercy and grace. The grace of healing is in your tongue. How boldly do you declare concerning your body? This year shall not suffer affliction. This year shall not be sick. This year shall not suffer pain. You must be bold. The more boldly you declare, you enjoy now mercy and grace. You need to be bold in your declarations. You need to be bold in your declarations concerning your health. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. You can cross over just to check on Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. By the grace of God. The Bible says also here that having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So you enter the holiest of holy where there's no sickness and disease. By the blood of Jesus. But you must be bold. So healing is not taken by just saying, Father, heal me. No, you must declare it. You say it boldly. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't you try that, whatever you are? Just say, I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why don't you boldly declare it? Anything that you can't declare boldly, you can't guarantee to have it. And one thing the enemy tries to do for all of us who are suffering through pain, health issues, is to make us close our mouth. When someone is telling you how you're doing, you say, hey, things are tough. If the enemy, but you know the scripture says very well that you are healed by his stripes, you are healed. But why don't you declare boldly, I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ? Although the circumstance may look like this, I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And I told you yesterday, the ability of wisdom is when you are able to see yourself in the picture of the scriptures. That's the beginning of taking your own healing. Seeing yourself in the pictures of the scriptures. You'll be able, when you see yourself in the pictures of the scriptures concerning your health, you'll be bold on how you speak about your health. Sickness and diseases is not of God. Sickness and disease is not of God at all, at all. May we receive understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I said boldness as a reward. And the first reward of boldness is grace. Number two is mercy. Number three, you must manage to enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ. Imagine if you have all these categories. What can touch you? What can be against you? What can be against your health? Amen. Now, today I look at one challenge that makes us not receive our own healing. We call it the fear factor. That's why we are talking about boldness. Fear is of the devil. Hallelujah. The God that says has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Amen. When we fret and when we are fearful, we suffer the affliction. Job said, what I feared most is what came to me. When you fear so much concerning the state of your health, that's when you succumb to it. Amen. Just don't walk in fear. Walk in boldness that you are healed. Don't walk in fear. Oh, I will catch a cold if I travel here. Oh, I will have a headache when I go here. No, 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 no. I will catch. No, 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 no. Don't fear. There's a young man in our church here shared a testimony to us, which I thought is very practical. He was sharing with us, and he said that he has used to have ulcers. And when we said we are fasting for 3 days, the first day it was so challenging for him that he went outside and he sat outside. You understand? And he was having pain. But because it was declared as a week of spiritual emphasis, spiritual enlightenment, he continued the fasting. After the fasting, he was healed. What healed it? Boldness. Amen. It was boldness. That I believe the word of God, I shall not divert from it. Fear is anything that appears real, but is not real. Hallelujah. It's not real. But faith is anything that you don't see, but appears real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that picture you have concerning your life. Amen. So, fear factor. And it's a challenge for most of us to obtain our own healing. We fear to say things. We fear for our life. We fear for our health. Because you fear so much for your health, that's why some of us succumb to it. I'm not saying you should be careless. I'm not saying that you should be responsible. But now, there is a fear that leads unto death. Amen. There's a fear that leads unto death. You need to understand that. That's what Job was talking to about. What I feared most is what came to me. So when sickness is present, one thing is always present. Fear. Check properly. Oh, will he die? Will he survive? Did he manage? Fear. When fear is present, sickness is always present. But when faith is present, health is always guaranteed. Amen. So do not fear for your health. You shall recover in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if the doctor said you have 1 month to go, the Lord shall visit you. Do not fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Do not fear for your health. You shall be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall be healed. Do not fear for your health. Jesus has given you a way out. Jesus has given you a solution out. Do not fear. So fear is what makes health become a challenge for many people. Fear. Someone is having diarrhea, they fear. They say, hey, I'll go. I think I'll die. Who said you will die? Fear is what makes health become a problem to many people. Check what's looking around. Why people lack peace is because of fear. So when we fear, we can't be restored. But you just don't overcome fear by just saying so. Remember, when you fear, you can't be restored. But also, again, you can't just overcome fear by saying, I will not fear. No. You overcome fear by declaring it boldly. I am not afraid in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall live and declare the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. You should do it boldly. Anything you want to suppress in your brain, you must talk it out, generally. If you want to come against any other negative thoughts, you must say it loudly. And that's one thing that most of us need to learn as an art, as Christians, that we need to know how to say things boldly to be able to operationalize our life, to be able to take control of our destinies. You should boldly declare, I am healed, I am restored in the name of Jesus Christ. You should be boldly to be able to declare, I shall not suffer lack and want. I will not suffer any pain in my body, any bruise, any wound. It goes. You should be able to declare it. Boldness. Be bold to declare in your body. You are saying that you shall not conceive of a child. They say, I declare I shall have a child in the name of Jesus. Boldness. It looks stupidity, but that is faith now. That is faith. When you fear, you can't say some things. You say, like, well, if I say, what is the opinion? No, that's the works of the enemy. Unless you say it, you cannot obtain it. And one way to operate in divine health, to take away from sickness and disease, is by boldly declaring. When people around your office are catching a cold, say, I will not catch a cold. Amen. I will not. You are not agreeing to that spiritual antenna. Hallelujah. If you look at the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 17, Acts chapter 5 verse 40, they were all told not to talk, to speak the gospel. Can we just open there by the grace of God so you can see? One thing the enemy tries, if these guys were full of the anointing of God, people were being healed, people were being redeemed. But one thing the enemy tried to put upon the apostles is fear. He sent men to tell them to keep quiet, not to share the gospel no more. The book of Acts chapter 4 verse 17. The Bible says clearly, by his word, by his grace, but that is spread no further among the people. Let us certainly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in the name of Jesus. They knew the name of Jesus and power, so they were told them not to keep quiet because these guys were declaring it boldly. That's why the effect was there in that timing. What you declare boldly, you will obtain it, including our help. They say, well, let us threaten them. Fear. So the enemy puts fear for you not to say anything that is right for your health. Wake up every morning and say, I will not suffer affliction. This day I shall be healed, I shall be restored, that pain shall go, tuberculosis it comes to an end in the name of Jesus, asthma comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, asthma comes to an end, elephantiasis, anything, any blump in my breast, any whatever it is, comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. That back pain, that bone issue, that headache, that migraine, today you are the last day for you. You must declare it boldly. Boldly. The book of Acts chapter 5 verse 40. Look at this one again. This was the disciples. They were being threatened not to speak the word with boldness. Because boldness guarantees what you are saying. Out of the abundance of the mouth. Whenever you say it, it comes to reality. That's why the Bible says, with prayer and supplication, make your request be made known to God. How will you make your request known to God? By saying it. And any conversation is a form of prayer. The book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, when those who fear the Lord spoke one to another, God opened a book of remembrance. So when I tell you are healed, God is remembering that his covenant says you are truly healed. According to the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. So declare it boldly. Say I'm healed, whatever you are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 40. The Bible says, and to him they agreed that when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The problem of the enemy is simple, not to make you talk. Because if you can talk, you succeed. And if you check, most oppressions, even in nations, is when people don't have a voice. The oppression of health comes when we can't talk about our own health, when we can't speak about our health. You will not go far. You will not succeed. You must have the right to speak on your health. And what the disciples discovered is, what did they do? They realized this is not a matter of understanding. This is more about the spirit of fear versus the spirit of boldness. And they went together and gathered together. The book of Acts chapter 4, verse 29. They gathered together and prayed. And the Bible said, and now the Lord behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that they will all, with all boldness, that they may speak thy word. What boldness do they need to speak the word? You need boldness to speak the word. Hallelujah. Not any other thing. Boldness to speak the word of God concerning your body. What does the word of God say concerning your health? You need boldness to say it. It may look contrary, but say it. Say, I am healed. I am free. Amen. I shall not be sick. I shall not invest my body with medicine. Amen. You should be bold. They say, grant us boldness to speak what? Thy word. Not to preach the gospel. Thy word. Because they know if I can speak the word, it will be a gospel enough for people to see. So speak the word in your body. May you take grace to speak the word in the name of Jesus Christ. Take grace in the name of Jesus Christ. So after threatening them, they obtained and asked for boldness.
The disciples needed boldness to speak the word. May you receive boldness to receive, speak the word concerning your body. From your head to the sole of your feet, you shall speak to it, and you shall see the victory, the deliverance of the Lord. Now, what is boldness for? Boldness for what, generally? Number one, I have said to speak his word. You need boldness to speak the word of God concerning your body. Your body, you speak to your womb. My womb shall conceive in the name of Jesus. No more delay. Speaking the word. Speaking the word. That leg pain cancel and end in the name of Jesus Christ. That boil in my armpit goes in the name of Jesus Christ. That headache goes. That deaf ears recovers in the name of Jesus. My eyes will see well in the name of Jesus. That toothache cancel and end in the name of Jesus. That stomach pain. Boldness to speak the word. That's why you need boldness. You need boldness to speak the word. Number two. You need boldness what, to influence the hand of God to your direction. Hallelujah. You need the boldness to speak to influence the hand of God to your direction. When the Bible says the hand of God is not sure to save, but you need boldness to say it. God will come through for me. God will send forth his hand. He will touch me. He will heal me. And we used to sing, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah. What did he touch you? With his hand. Hallelujah. So you need to be able to speak the word with boldness. Hallelujah. The verse 30, Acts chapter 4, verse 30. The Bible says, by stretching forth thy hand to heal. God send, stretch your hand to heal. You must say it boldly. Tell people, by tomorrow morning, God will have touched me. I will not be the same position, not the same pain. Watch it. Hallelujah. Boldness. Boldness. So that God can stretch forth his hand towards you. When you show God your bone towards him, he will appear for you. He will appear for you. It's boldness for God to stretch forth his hand towards you. Number three, for commanding signs and wonders. You need boldness to command. What you don't speak to cannot respond to you. And Jesus spoke to the tree that never bore fruit according to his season. And what happened? The following day when they are passing, Peter said, Master, the tree that you spoke to has dried up. What? The tree responded to the word of God. When Jesus said, go catch the first fish that you will have a coin, the fish responded to the word of God. When you speak with boldness, what happens? You command signs and wonders. The Bible says, for me and my children, God has given me, and for what? Signs and wonders. You are for a sign and wonder, but it will not occur if you don't know how to speak boldly. Speak boldly in your hand. And the Bible says, verse 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and thy signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child. So they needed boldness to do that. Boldness to speak thy word. Boldness for God to stretch forth his hand. Boldness also to command signs and wonders. That's why you need boldness. That's why the Bible said, come to the throne of grace with boldness. When you are bold, you are able to command and dictate and influence issues in your life, including your own health. Amen. Number four, to declare and receive your own healing. There is no one who can better pray for you than yourself. You should know that. The pain you go through, you know better. Amen. You need boldness to address the issues of your life. So you to declare and receive your own healing. I declare this pain is gone. You need boldness to do that. Most of us here, our affliction, we just keep on saying, oh God, come through for me. No. That's why God has given you a little to declare judgment. Amen. Declare judgment on that thing. You are not supposed to be here. I belong in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there's no sickness and diseases. Get out of my body in the name of Jesus Christ. You pain, you cease in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare your own restoration. You need boldness. If you don't have boldness, you cannot pray such prayers. For this is the confidence we have in him. Hallelujah. That anything we have asked at the name of Jesus Christ is guaranteed. That is boldness. It is boldness. That's why Paul was not careful how to answer, oh, King Agrippa. He said, based on the vision that God showed me, hallelujah, I cannot divide from it. Have you seen what God has told you? Now, receive your healing by declaring. Why don't you take 2 minutes, speak to your own body in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to my body right now. I command it. I command restoration. I command health. Now, no more pain in my body. No more afflictions in my body. Every hereditary disease has come to an end. Every infectious disease come to an end. Every psychological disease come to an end. Every deficiency disease comes to an end. I am restored. I am free. I shall conceive of the Lord. I shall be strengthened. My bones are strengthened. My flesh is renewed. My organs are working. I am free in the name of Jesus from all manner of sickness and disease. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's a matter of that. Be bold. Be bold. Hallelujah. Be bold in Jesus' mighty name. So boldness helps you to determine the state of your health. You need to know that. Boldness helps you to determine the state of your health. The book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. The book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. I am bold. The Bible says a righteous man is as bold as a lion. But the lion can run it and no one chases after you. No lion turns for any animal. So do not turn for this sickness. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13 verse 6, the Bible says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So you may boldly say, you must say it. Hallelujah. God has guaranteed you healing. It's good, he has guaranteed you, but you must say it. If you're in class, you have the correct answer. Will you keep quiet when people are saying the wrong answer? That's how your life. Your life is like a classroom. Do not allow people to say the wrong answer concerning your life. Amen. Do not agree with anything that is not of God. Amen. You should be a man of your free understanding. You can express your opinion based on the word of God. Know what is right for you. Your health is your right in the name of Jesus Christ. Your health is what? Your own right in the name of Jesus Christ. May you receive your own health in the name of Jesus Christ. That prayer you are praying for your grandmother, your parents, your child, may they recover in the name of Jesus. God lay hands on them and declare, I speak the word of God to you and I command you free in Jesus' name. Be bold. Be bold. Hallelujah. So fear brings doubt. You need to know that. But boldness preserves faith. Did you hear that? Fear brings doubt. But boldness preserves faith. Remember, faith is a substance. For that substance to remain, you must be bold. For example, if you earn salary every month and I come, I take it away from you, will you just accept? No. You'll be bold to say, no, I work for this thing I can't give you. I have a right to, that is it. When you know Christ died for you and he worked for you, by his stripes you are healed. Why do you want to allow the enemy to take your health? Don't allow it. You will declare it because boldness preserves faith. That's why Caleb and Joshua said we were well able. We are well able. Boldness. Boldness keeps faith alive. If you are bold to declare what you believe God for, your faith will remain constant. Do not close your mouth when you see something happening contrary to your health. Declare. Prophesy over it. Open your mouth and declare, I am free. No more fever in my life. No more flus in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare it. Be bold. When you are bold, your faith will remain constant. But when you fear, doubt will enter. Amen. So which one will you prefer now? Do not close your mouth. We have been raised in a generation that, in a culture that people keep quiet even when things are wrong. It's not of God. I'm telling the truth. You need grace to speak boldly. You need grace to do that. That's why when something even is going wrong with you, you keep quiet. People are abused in a relationship because they just keep quiet. You must have the audacity to speak. Amen. Not everyone will agree to you. I always say one thing. Even if you keep quiet, people will have an opinion. Even if you talk, people will have an opinion. Now, do the best thing for you at that moment. If you need to talk, talk. If you need to keep quiet, keep quiet. Because people will never lack opinion. Amen? They may mock you. You have been saying that you are healed. But why are you suffering? No. You have been sowing seeds of faith. One day it shall show. And it shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Because faith is a building block. You build on it slowly. You build on it. You build on it. And the more you speak on your body, you are building on the faith for your body, for your health. Continue speaking. Continue speaking. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So why should we pray in boldness? Why should we pray in boldness? I want to show you sickness and diseases is not of God. If you understand that, you will know God does not punish people with sickness and diseases. From long time ago, God proved to himself he is a God that healeth us. And I'll show you scripture after scripture so you can understand that That sickness in your body, God did not design it. But you have a mouth that God has given you. He said, I'll give you a wisdom. And a mouth that your enemies not be able to gainsay, including that issue in your body. Amen. The book of Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to 7. Exodus chapter 6. Your health is yours. Declare it. Declare, my health is mine. You devil, you have no authority over my body. I am free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I will not suffer pain. Hallelujah. Declare. I have told you, boldness preserves faith. You must say it boldly. Don't be shy. Speak to your body. They may mock. Things may mock you, but declare it. God does not punish people with sickness and diseases. It's the same God that healeth you. Amen. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to 7. I'll just read it for you. The Bible says, and God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, and by the name Jehovah, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of the Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, verse 6, it says, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you from their burden, and I will redeem you from with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be at your God, and you shall know I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Amen. He will redeem you. He will stretch forth his hand for your body. God knew the afflictions they were going through was no more longer about carrying brick and mortar, but also their own health. Amen. So health is a guarantee for you from long time ago. God had that plan for you from long time ago. The book of Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. God calls his name Jehovah Rapha. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. And the Bible says, and say, if thou will diligently hearken to my voice, the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in the sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord that healeth you. He is the Lord that healeth thee. As much you are in the covenant, you have no right to be sick. Refuse that sickness and disease in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the conscious mentality I work with. I'm born again. I have Christ in me. My body has no right to be sick. My body, you are not permitted. Amen. I have the life of Christ in me. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in me. My body has no right to be sick. Amen. You must know that. That's why in the book of Acts 10, that here it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with power and with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good. Then what? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So sickness is an oppression of the devil. So do you belong to the kingdom of God? Do you know about the kingdom of God? Then your health is a guarantee in Jesus' mighty name. Sickness is not of God. And you come from the kingdom of God. Therefore, remove that sickness. It does not belong to you. Amen. It does not what? Belong to you. Why? Because you belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to the kingdom of God. You are seated with Christ Jesus above principalities and powers. Which powers are we talking about? Sickness and diseases. They do not belong to your body. Be bold, be bold, be bold and say it. I am free. I am free from this sickness and diseases. They shall not take right on my body. Why don't you open your mouth and pray that prayer? My soul to rob. I am free. I am free. I am seated with Christ Jesus. I exercise. I appropriate my own blessing. I am free from all manner of sickness and diseases. Oh Jesus, my body, Lord God, Bara, belongs to you. This sickness has no right over my body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am free. In Jesus' name. You must be bold. Amen. I always have a principle. I don't want to love people speaking for me. Let me speak for myself. Yeah? If people speak to you, they may never communicate how you want it to be spoken to. Articulate your own thing. You know how you feel in the middle of the night. Some of us cannot sleep properly because of pains in our body. Some of us have lack of peace in our mind. We have issues in our mind. that leading to hypertension, leading people to high blood pressure. You are the one who knows how it feels when your heart is racing. But you see, unless you speak for yourself, nothing is guaranteed. So why does it not belong to you? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. I am bold. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. The Bible says clearly, and the Lord will take away from thee all what? Sicknesses, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay upon them that hate thee. Amen. God will remove all sickness and diseases. God is not an author of confusion. He can't say we removed sickness and diseases, then you suffer sickness and diseases as if the one who gave you. No. Whenever you suffer sickness and diseases, you have allowed the enemy to suppress you because you are walking in fear and doubt. Do not allow the enemy to have right over your body, because God has redeemed you. God has set you free from all sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms 103, verse 1 to 3. Psalms 103. Powerful scripture. I know most of us know it. It's a very powerful scripture. Psalms 103. Verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his what? Benefits. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all iniquities? Who healeth all thy what? Diseases. Amen. So you have no right to have any disease in your body. Christ has set you free by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of the covenant, you are free from all manner of sickness and disease. That's why you should boldly speak to your body. When your mother used to buy you clothes and your siblings, and he comes and tell you this shoe is yours, how will your brother come and claim that shoe is his? It's not possible. Is it true? Because you already know it was given to you. The same way the scripture is saying, he forgiveth all our iniquities and he healeth all our diseases. Do you know he healed you? Do you know that he healed you? You must walk with that conscious mentality. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I am healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am healed. So you should not allow someone to tell you, like the enemy, that you are suffering from pain. No, this pain does not belong to me. I have the name of Jesus. You will prove yourself and go and consult, and the medicals will find you a whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You speak. Don't allow things to put you down. Speak to your body. It's the first thing you need to for yourself to be fruitful. Amen. The book of Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. Why am I showing this scripture? That because God does not put sickness or disease on anyone. It's the enemy who has done it. When men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. Someone slept properly, they wake up in the morning, they are vomiting. Where did the vomit come from? They have fever. Where did the fever come from? They have malaria. They have whatever it is, that is not of God. Amen. Psalms 107, verse 20. He said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distractions. God sent his word for your own healing. And you must be conscious about your own healing. You must be conscious about your own healing. That's why you must boldly declare, I am healed. By stripes I am what? I am healed. 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by his stripes we were. How many years ago? Over 2,000 years ago, we were healed. Most of us, we know by the 26th or 25th or 27th, we have received our salaries in our accounts. Do you go and ask your employer, did you send the salary? No. You just know. By these days, I will have received my own. It is like that. God put it in your own account for you to use it. It was already supplied for. Amen. It is already in your account. It was sent. Hallelujah. And the only notification you get is from your phone. Now, the notification you have is this one. It is written. It is written. This is the notification you have. If you believe in this notification, then receive your own health in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are healed. By stripes you are healed. So boldness helps us ignore anything that the enemy has put as evidence in our body. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I say? Boldness helps us ignore anything that the enemy has put in our body as evidence. Yeah. The accuser of the brethren is accusing you by putting that flu. He wants to see what you'll do. And you see what the funny thing is, this, that God believed in Job so much, that's a Job, that the enemy, when he died, God told him, have access, but not touch his life. But you see, whatever the enemy did, Job was still bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, this evidence I see here is not of God. God cannot do such things to me. God cannot take away my children. God cannot take away my wealth. God cannot take away my source. No. The same way God cannot afflict you. Boldness helps us ignore anything that the enemy puts in our body as evidence. You have headache. That's the enemy. But when you're bold, you ignore it. There's a story they say about Sri Thugusot. He came and he found the rocking chair and he perceived it was the enemy. He went back to sleep. Ignore. The enemy hates being ignored. You need to know that. The enemy is a dog. And every time you ignore an individual, what happens? They pull back. When the Bible says, reject the devil and he shall flee from you, how do you reject him? By ignoring him. Reject him. Ignore him. Ignore that pain and believe God that he has healed you. By the time you realize and go back and check, you will find that that thing is not there. What you focus on becomes big. What you don't focus on never becomes big. That's why you need boldness. When you are bold, you will ignore. This men, after they prayed in the upper room, they ignored whatever these guys were saying. And they went about preaching. And chapter 5, they took them and they beat them again. But they continued. What did they ignored. This is just a dog that is barking. I am having stomach pain. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. I receive it in Jesus' name. Don't be concerned. By that prayer, in the name of Jesus, you will receive your own healing. You will see your own healing. Faith is as simple as that. When you are bold, you ignore anything that the enemy puts in your life as evidence. Because you have a spoken letter testimony. You have a better thing that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, than the blood of Jesus. You have a better reward in the house of the Lord. You know that. Amen. So I want you to lift up your voice for the next 5 minutes. Father, I command my own health. I command it. In the name of Jesus, why don't you open your mouth and pray? Before I pray for everyone, if you have any prayer points, why don't you send it across? I pray with you. But now, first of all, pray for yourself. Speak to your body. Speak to every ailment. Speak to everything. If you are having a picture, believing God for someone to be healed, why don't you start praying for them in the name of Jesus Christ? Father, in the name of Jesus, I command health. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. My health is intact. My health shall not suffer afflictions. In the name of Jesus, my short over. I shall no longer suffer pain. I shall not take my money to hospital. In the name of Jesus Christ, my family is free from sickness and diseases. In the name of, why don't you pray for your body? Lay hands wherever you're feeling pain. Lay hands and command it right now in the name of Jesus. Be bold. Speak to that thing. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. Cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. No kope kete rebara. Le preketo. Le konto barida do sekete. I exercise my faith. I exercise my covenant. I exercise my right in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you, ailment. Go. Today is your end. New pain today is your end in the name of Jesus. I am free from it in the name of Jesus. Mareto si payanto lebradia, le kutose keteria, eko paradosontore. I am free from all manner of pain. I am free from every manner of diseases, every form of affliction. I am free from it in the name of Jesus. Why don't you open your mouth and pray? Why don't you open your mouth and pray? Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Pray for your family members. Anyone who's suffering from every form of diseases, every mental issues, Every form of skin disease, it comes to an end right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Masute leria, ekose katore ba ya tose ketesia, empeto zeketore ba, esentere ba ya toso kotoria, ele prekete. I am whole. I am whole in the name of Jesus. I am free. I am healed in the name of Jesus. No disease has right over my body. No sickness has no right over my body. By the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of covenant, I obtain mercy. I obtain grace. I am healed. I am free. In the name of Jesus. Mareto sepa yato yagaba. Lepoto, exercise it. Pray over your body. Pray over anyone you know who's sick. Declare, they say, Lord, by the word, you say, we were healed. I prophesy health on my grandmother's life. I prophesy health on my grandfather's life. I prophesy health on my parents' life. We shall not spend our money on sickness and diseases. It is not the covenant, oh Lord. I have seen that you have an intention for my health. I have seen my intention for my health. I have seen my intention for my health. I receive my own health. I receive our health as a family. That hereditary sickness comes to an end. That infectious disease comes to an end. That psychological disease comes to an end. That deficiency disease comes to an end. Why don't you open your mouth and pray? In the name of Jesus. Ekosekete, epokotozika talaba, eprotozika, eloria na santo yabaya, ekotelebrekete katodeba, eseprekete da. Ikole braduso, e pradite indore matiketo se kantalaba, e kopatajo kotos, e lekotos, e prakotore baragatosia. I am free. I am healed. I am redeemed. In the name of Jesus. Every affliction comes to an end. Every pain comes to an end. Right now, in the name of Jesus. They come to an end. They come to an end. They come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you are there, you are believing God for healing, why don't you lay your hands wherever you are believing God for? I pray for you. For everyone who is believing God for healing, if you have a photo of anyone, whatever you are believing God for, why don't you lay your hands on those photos as I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, when two or three gather in my name and agree, touching anything, hallelujah, touching anything, or say whatever they bind on earth shall be bound on heaven, whatever they lose on earth shall be loose on heaven. Now, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we agree. And everyone laying hands, touching, and we stand the book of Matthew chapter 18, from verse 18, Lord. And we declare in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound on heaven. Whatever we lose on earth shall be loose in heaven, Lord. Touching anything. As you are laying hands on that part of our body, as you are laying hands on that picture, as you are laying hands on that name that you are believing God for healing for, Father, may you the virtue of healing flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Your health is restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ. May you take your healing. That pain goes, that affliction goes, that pain goes, that affliction goes in the name of Jesus Christ. That pain, neck pain, goes in the name of Jesus. You'll be able to turn your neck right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Basho tozi, ekole bradise ketereba, lekuto rabaraga, lekuse katozika. That leg pain, that leg issue in your bone, I command it healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall step down well in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lekuse kataya, emprotozika talabaya tosol. Lord, I pray for everyone watching under my voice, based on the grace invested in me to the Christ Jesus. By the name invested in the name of Jesus Christ, I command healing right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be restored right now. You are free in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Amen and amen. Why don't you lift up our voice and give him thanks, appreciating for the healings? Father, thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for redeeming us, oh Jesus. Thank you for redeeming us, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you for setting us free. Thank you for recovering, Lord. Thank you for recovery, Lord. Thank you, Lord, by tomorrow morning we shall have our testimony. Thank you for instant testimonies. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you have prayed and you have been touched, why don't you share your testimony with the brethren by the grace of God so we can share with everyone that can see that truly God is working in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you for watching. Join us tomorrow again for morning. Tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock for morning prayer. And also tonight for another time of devotion. Going through hell from 10:30 to 11:30. May the Lord bless you. Jesus loves you. We love you. And Jesus Christ is Lord. See you tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.